This is the Masterful Art of Self-Care, a podcast where we offer a community and safe space to bring awareness, educate, empower, and be an advocate on the ways that we can break the stigma of self-care for mothers. This is an etude by Wallace. Welcome. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Masterful Art of Self-Care. For today, I have it's a self-care practices gone wrong, and I feel that this particular topic is very relevant for what we're currently going through right now. So if you're listening to this episode at a later date, right now it's currently, we're like in, about in the middle of March of 2020, and coronavirus or COVID-19 is now a pandemic. And so it's been spreading across the globe. And I'm over here in California, and there definitely have been cases in California. And as a healthcare provider and as a clinician who works in a hospital-based outpatient clinic, there's definitely been a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty because of this particular virus. And I wanted to come on here because I wanted it to be a self-care practices gone wrong episode and relevant around this particular topic and what's going on right now. Is because there is, which I find very relevant, and I think that is important, what they're calling social distancing. So distancing ourselves, you know, from others, even if we are healthy individuals, that if we do end up picking up this particular virus, that we want to make sure that we're not spreading it to those who might be more vulnerable, whether it's the elderly or those who are immunocompromised. And so I think there can be the point where we can take it a little bit too far, or like more into, instead of just like social distancing and still being able to have communication and relationships, whether it's with our neighbors or with our friends or with our coworkers, that it might take it too far into social isolation. And where we might just isolate and quarantine and just really hunker down in our homes and not interact, not, communicate with anybody outside of our environment, and then be inundated with social media or with, news channels that are just constantly filtering. I don't want to say even filtering, it's just bombarding you with all of this information. A lot of it can be really negative. It could be really scary. And I think it just continues to perpetuate and increase that level of uncertainty and anxiety and fear that a lot of people are encountering right now. And I can't say that I am immune to it, because I can definitely feel it in the air. And I will kind of go back and forth between feeling like, wow, this is just so surreal. It feels as if like it's something out of a movie, but it's not. It's real life. And this is something that's actually happening to us right now. And maybe just because I've been working and then I come home and, I do my usual thing. So I might have been just kind of out of the loop. But today was really my first time, going to the grocery store, since it has really been called a pandemic, and there's been the whole toilet paper outages in certain places and certain grocery stores, and people just, I would say, overreacting and maybe even, hoarding or buying up, just a lot of canned items and frozen foods and stuff in order to, just stay at home. And which I think, is very relevant. And I think it's very important, especially for those who don't want to have to go out and expose themselves. And I think that's very valid and important. But one thing that I found very interesting was just walking through the grocery store. And this is like my neighborhood grocery store. I've lived in this neighborhood since 2009, so over 10 years. And this is my neighborhood grocery store. And I know a lot of the the butchers and the people who work in the counters, and the people who, the clerks and everything like that. But even just like a lot of the customers, like sometimes I'll see them, on and off, but it was definitely a very different vibe just walking through the grocery store today. I felt that there were those who were joking around, especially, you know, they would say something around COVID-19 or around the coronavirus. And I felt then it was nice because it was at least a little bit lighthearted, because there's definitely a sense of this, you know, there's this tension for sure. And I liked that at least some of my interactions was very lighthearted and joking and friendly. But then there were also those who you saw and they wouldn't even make eye contact with you. And I don't know, again, it's, and I never want to ever presuppose that this is who they are and that that's just how they are in life. And obviously everyone is going through their own journey, and especially with what's going on right now. But I think this is the most optimal time that instead of isolating, we really need to come together as a community. So just kind of coming back to what I experienced at the grocery store, a lot of people weren't making eye contact. If you passed right by them, they would, like, there was one particular person who would just like step away really quickly and just like distance himself. And it was like, you know, it was a little odd. And I don't think that I've ever experienced that before. And even for me, there was this huge fear, and I don't have coronavirus, but I've been having this sinus thing for, I would say, almost like 2 or 3 months. So it's been ongoing for a really long time. And I don't know what my body's doing, but I think it's just trying to fight this virus. So I'll get it and then it'll go away, and then I'll get it, then I'll go away. And so right now I have it and I've been coughing. And I know one of the, and I know that one of the symptoms of coronavirus is coughing, as well as headaches and fever. I don't have any of those other things, just the coughing. And there was definitely a fear, like going into the grocery store, like, don't cough, don't cough. Because I didn't want people to then, like, you know, look at me, call me out, and then have this like look of fear. It's like, oh my gosh, like she has the coronavirus, like stay away from her. And it's a very surreal time. Not something that I've ever encountered before in my life. And I'm sure a lot of other people have never encountered something like this before in their life. And I think it brings up a lot of really interesting things for me, for sure. So I wanted to have this opportunity just to talk about, as, you know, whether as a mother, as a caregiver, as a human, as, you know, just a human being who's trying to live through what's going on right now, and really talk about self-care in this particular aspect. And I know that there have been a lot of really great folks, especially if you're on Instagram or social media, who have tried to put a positive light and a positive spin on everything that's going on right now. And I want to kind of, I guess, maybe add to the conversation or add my little piece, which I find has been really relevant and very helpful for me. So I would say that a self-care practice amidst this corona pandemic is not to isolate yourself. Yes, to quarantine as needed and to do the social distancing, but I think isolation is a totally different aspect, where I would not want for myself or for someone who I love or who I care about to isolate themselves in their home and not have any type of contact with anyone, or then to just, you know, be bombarded with, again, the social media or the news stream. So I want to talk about some ways, especially as, and I know probably for a lot of mothers or those who are caregivers, you don't have that option to just isolate yourself, because unfortunately, like for me, my daughter's school is closed. And so having to navigate having my child here and also having to work as well. And I'm sure for some of you who might be listening who are mothers or who are caregivers and have to care for someone else, that was unexpected, whether it's like a school closure or something else, and that added task. So I don't think that then social isolation, well, there could be social isolation, you know, of then just having your kids, you know, there at home with you and not having any outside interaction at all. And I know that some, that again, that is some things that, or those are some things that some families are choosing to do. And I think that whatever choice decision that they make, I think is valid and right for them. But wanting to also offer some other things to think about. So in regards to self-care, I think the biggest thing, which I always come back to and is part of my practice, it's part of what I try to teach when I'm working with patients in my physical therapy practice, is just to come back to the breath. I think that when I don't really watch the news, but when I am on social media or Instagram or my limited time on Facebook, and I see a lot of things or read a lot of stuff about what's going on in Italy or in China or here in the US or what Trump is doing or not doing, and, you know, even talking to my mom about it, that it can just be really overwhelming. And I just invite you just to always come back to the breath as much as possible. And I know that there's some really great apps out there that you can, you know, look at or purchase or whatever, but it's such a simple practice that doesn't really require you having to buy anything. And it's just really about tapping in and just noticing, just creating that, cultivating that self-awareness, just noting, okay, like, are you going into a hypervigilant state? Is your sympathetic nervous system starting to get really upregulated? Are you starting to feel really anxious? Are you kind of going through like that fight or flight because of everything that you're reading or everything that you're seeing? And then when you can be able to just have that awareness and have that sense of what's going on in your body, to know that you have a tool that's available for you to help you downregulate. And again, that's just through the breath. So that's something that I definitely, I always come back to and I find really helpful. And there's lots of different methods. There's like box breathing. There's, you know, where you're breathing for allowing the exhale to be a little bit longer than your inhale, where you can, as in between the inhale and the exhale, then you can have a pause. And then during that pause, you're just holding your breath for, you know, anywhere from like 3 to 5 seconds. So there's lots of different ways that you can tap into your breath, and something that really would invite you to look into and to investigate and have that be something that's part of your practice if it isn't already. The second thing that I would really recommend is, I see this as huge opportunity, and I parallel it to even in your own personal life, where you might have encountered some type of tragedy, a disaster, something really negative that's happening to you. And I truly believe that, you know, if we're able to take something that's negative that's happening to us and be able to look at the bright side of it, and not saying that we should totally discount and that we should always be super happy, because that's not always going to be the case. And I think it's relevant to have those moments of fear and anxiety, of course, acknowledge them and then know what to do about them, but also not to stay there and to also see, okay, what can I learn from this? You know, what lessons are here for me that I can learn or that I can integrate into my life? And I think that there's so much that can really be learned from what we're going through right now. And I would say the biggest is realizing what are the important things. I mean, now that we are doing the social distancing and we're quarantining ourselves and we're spending more time at home, so whether it's just having that valuable time with your family, if you're not with your family, or, you know, if single parent, so whether it's just spending that quality time with your kids, or even if it's just quality time for yourself. And some people are working from home, so they're working virtually, or maybe unfortunately they're having to not work and take time off, especially if they have kids or not. And we live such a busy, stressful life, and this might have been or might be the only, or have been really the only opportunity where you're not like going from, you know, daycare to, you know, pickup to work to, you know, running all of your errands and your chores, and, you know, things are canceled, places are closed. You really have just yourself, and it's a great opportunity to reconnect with yourself, maybe reconnect with your kids, maybe reconnect with your spouse, reconnect with your partner, reconnect with your home. reconnect with things that are really of value to you and step out of that busyness cycle of that hustle, of that grind. Because now, in a way, almost everything is coming to a halt right now, whether good or bad, because I know it's definitely having a big negative impact on a lot of small businesses. But I think, again, you know, it's always like, where can we try to learn the lessons? What can we learn from? And again, it might not always be like, you know, the good things. Like, it's whether it's the bad things that are also occurring and being able to learn some lessons from that. So that would be the second thing, is to just have, cultivate that self-awareness and just to get a sense of like, okay, you know, just reevaluate where you are in your life and look and see like, where, what are some things that I can learn from what's going on right now. I would say another thing, a third thing that can come up from what we're encountering right now through the coronavirus is just being able to, you know, look for the opportunities and look for where we can help as well. And I think this is not, you know, and again, where I've mentioned before, like the self-care practice, you know, the practice of self-care, and it has the term self. And I think, which is important, because then when you're able to take care of yourself, when you can care for yourself, then you have that energy, you have that bandwidth to then care for others. And I think that is also very relevant in this case, that if we are able to care for ourselves and cultivate that self-awareness, be able to get ourselves into a place where we can come back into our breath, where we can down-regulate our nervous system, to realize that we don't need to be in this fight or flight state. We need to, yes, be precautious. We need to be safe. We need to wash our hands and all of those things and limit exposure. But then when we're able to do all those things, then see, where can I help? You know, where, who can I help? Those in need, especially those who are hurting or those who are suffering, whether it's those who have contracted the virus or whether it's family members who have another family member who might be in the hospital because of this. Or maybe there might be a family who really relied on the school lunches for their kids. And now that their kids aren't in school, they don't have access to that. So I know there's a lot of things that, you know, other community members are definitely are being negatively impacted and suffering from. But then that community care is really important. So when we can care for ourselves, we then have the bandwidth to then be able to care for others. And I think that that's important, that it shouldn't just be, okay, I'm going to quarantine myself and just like focus on myself or just on my family and how I can protect myself. But even if it's, whether it's, you know, going out, donating food to the food bank, whether it's, you know, in dollars, whether it's in emotional support, just to realize like, you know, they're your neighbors, you know, they're, if this is your community and these are people that you can definitely play some supportive role in, and just not to forget about that. I just wanted to keep this episode really short, and I'm sure that there are a lot of, again, really, really great resources that you can look out for or search for in regards to how you can just manage and deal and heal from what we're experiencing right now. And I know this is not the end. I would say this is, you know, somewhat the beginning, and everyone's saying like things are going to get worse from where we are right now. I'm hoping it doesn't get much worse, but I think that if it does, that we put ourselves in a place where we can be resilient. You know, we're in the right mental space, so that we can be able to, you know, help. We can be able to assist. We can take care of ourselves. We can be able to take care of others. And I guess one other last tip, so like I guess number four that I would also offer, is that, you know, again, because things are now, like whether it's canceled or things are closed, it's such a great opportunity to, you know, I would say, you know, move, exercise, be outdoors, be in nature, go for nature walks, take that opportunity, because like if you're going to be spending a lot of time now at home, you're going to have a lot more time. So maybe to limit, you know, have this be an opportunity to limit the amount of screen time or exposure that you have, and then really be able to take that time to talk, connect, play with your kids. So I think that there's a lot of really great things. And obviously, it's just even that, those social interactions, even if it's just within our family, that little circle, that's so helpful for our immune system. So yes, there's all of the supplements and all the things that you can take, but you know, the emotions, the mental state, like those are huge also for your immunity. So I don't want you to think that it's all the physicality, all the physical stuff. And, you know, what you're putting into your body, yes, is just as important. Exercising, moving, being outdoors, being in nature, but also even your mental state is hugely important for your immunity as well. So those are things that I don't want you to forget. So I just wanted to hop on and, you know, be able to provide my two cents of some four things that you can do in the midst of this current crisis that we're undergoing right now with the coronavirus, and to ask you, you know, for if you're isolating yourself, or if you're having a lot of negative thoughts, or if you're currently dealing with a lot of fear and anxiety, to not see this as like, okay, well, you know, this is what I'm going to do in order to protect myself, or this is going to be my answer for what I'm experiencing right now. And you're seeing this as like, I don't want to say like, this is my self-care practice, but this is just kind of the thing that you're doing in order to respond to what's going on, or your initial reaction, just for you to really rethink what you can do instead in order to really provide better health, overall health, you know, for your body, for your mind, for your family, for your community, for sure. Okay. So I wish everyone a lot of health. You know, do what's safe, you know, stay safe out there as much as you can. Try to limit your exposure, but also don't isolate yourself, because I don't think that that's going to be as helpful as well. So it's a matter of just trying to find as much balance as you can. So I want to just thank you so much for all of you who are listening to this episode of the Masterful Art of Self-Care. I'd really love to hear from those of you who are listening what it is that you're doing while you're going through this. I could say for myself, I still have to work, but because my daughter has no school for about 3 weeks, that I am partnering along with my husband in order to find a pretty good schedule, so that way we can still be home, you know, work from home, still do the things that we need to do, and also be there for our daughter and be able to provide a semblance of normalcy as much as possible, because she's not going to be able to, you know, go to school or go to a museum or go to the zoo or go to a library or do a lot of the things that she would do, you know, if she was just, you know, hanging at home with her parents. So I'd love to hear just some of your suggestions or things that you guys are doing in order to provide a sense of normalcy as much as possible in your household. So definitely share any of them with me at tia@themasterfulartofselfcare.com. Whatever you share, I'll definitely do another episode maybe in the middle of the week and just put some suggestions as, you know, some of your answers, because I'd love to really hear from you. So yes, any suggestions that you have, definitely please let me know. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing. You can definitely leave a review. Let me know what you liked about the episode, even what you didn't like about the episode, or about this podcast, because I do, I like to have constructive criticism so that way I can make this podcast better each time. So definitely consider leaving a review, also supporting this podcast, because really every little bit helps and allows me to continue to spread the message of intentional self-care as well as body literacy to the masses. You can find out more about me, any future workshops, which I'll be hosting in the next month, as well as other happenings on my website, which is themasterfulartofselfcare.com. And it's also where you can subscribe to my monthly newsletter, because I'm such a busy person. I hate like that sense of busyness, but like just working full time and then also being a mom. So then having that time to write a newsletter does take up some time, but because of that, I only do it once a month at the end of the month. So I really promise not to spam you and only provide you with a lot of worthwhile information. So you can subscribe to that newsletter. And again, I just want to say thank you so much for taking about 25 minutes to listen to me. I'm hoping that this episode provided some value for you. So let's help make self-care more accessible for mothers, caregivers, women, and those who identify as women. Thank you so much for listening.